Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Chance for storms today, otherwise cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 85. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, yesterday was the filing deadline for individuals across the state of Kansas planning on running for a seat across the state for the August primaries and the November general election. And with all eyes on the big second congressional district in the state of Kansas, it wraps up with two Democrats and five Republicans officially running for the open seat. As WIBW reports on the Democrat side, the two candidates include Nancy Boyda, a former second congressional representative who served in 2007 to 2009, along with Matt Kleiman, a former basketball player from the University of Kansas. On the Republican side, candidates included Jeff Kars, Michael Ogle, Derek Schmidt, John Tiffany, and Chad Young. Jeff Kars is running, saying that he was part of the Trump administration as an appointee from the Department of Health and Human Services, along with a former aide to LaTurner. Derek Schmidt ended up spending three terms as Kansas Attorney General, with Sean Tiffany being the former president of the Kansas Livestock Association. Mid-America Network News.
This is a special message from Burwell Roofing and Construction. The spring storm season has already started, and if it's already affected your home, call Burwell Roofing and Construction at 316-794-3430. Their team will assess the damage to your roof, siding, and guttering, give you an honest and fair estimate for repairs, and work with your insurance company along the way. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430. Don't wait. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today. 316-794-3430. And at burwellconstruction.com.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. Local governments across the state of Kansas continue to worry about the trend of homelessness in their communities, as one of them, including the city of Topeka, has released their latest numbers for the point-in-time homeless count. As they say, the capital city, over the past year since 2023, has increased by more than 125 individuals that are on the streets, or they say more than 276 overall, or more than 51% of homeless in the city are in emergency shelters. 38%, or 203 individuals, are unsheltered, and 11%, or 58 individuals, are currently in transitional housing. Overall, according to the city of Topeka, they say 537 people and 442 households are experiencing homelessness, both in Topeka and the county of Shawnee. According to the year-over-year reports, homelessness has been increasing in the city of Topeka for the past few years, with 401 individuals being recorded homeless back in 2020, increasing to 365 in 2022.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. After a city council vote of 5-3 in favor, the city of Hastings is now taking its very first steps in delegating authority for building inspections. During the delegated authority, businesses, developers, and citizens will only need to go through the city of Hastings for building inspections for fire code as opposed to going through the city and state fire marshal. Here's what Hastings Fire Chief Brad Starling had to say to KSMB Local 4.
We have several developers that have come to town recently that are used to working in municipalities that have delegated authority, and so they think it's a good thing. They understand the benefits. But we also have developers that see it as maybe not beneficial or change. And change is always difficult for people, but at the end, I think this change is going to be a good one.
Delegated authority will be tried as a one-year pilot program for the city once it is in place, and the city will take time to look at the process and see if they will permanently adopt it.
We met online. His job kept him busy. We never had a chance to meet in person. Then he told me about the investment opportunity of a lifetime. He said he loved me, so I sent him my money. I lost everything.
Romance scams posing as investment opportunities cost Kansans thousands every year. If you are the victim of investment fraud, contact the Kansas Department of Insurance at smartinvestks.com. This ad is sponsored by the Kansas Department of Insurance and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Senator Dennis Pyle of Hiawatha has filed as a Republican for re-election to State Senate District 1. Pyle was first elected to the Senate in 2004, following a term in the House of Representatives. Monday was filing deadline for the August primary. State Representative Randy Garber, whose 62nd district includes Nemaha Brown and a portion of Jackson County, has withdrawn his candidacy. He had served the post on the Kansas House since 2011 and filed for re-election last July. Dylan Keim of Seneca, Sean Wilcott of Holton, and Dorothy Goodman of Sabetha filed for the seat and will face off in the Republican primary in August. Marshall County Sheriff met with Marshall County Commissioners last week, updating status of the cleaning of the jail after mold remediation. Dispatch, administration, and inmates have all been moved back into the building. Washington County Hospital submitted a request for budget year 2025 at last week's County Commissioners meeting. They reported they're still waiting for quotes to tear down the old nursing home. Nemaha County Commissioners at a special meeting last Wednesday considered a request for extension of a 0.5% countywide retail sales tax set to expire end of June 2025. A motion to adopt a resolution proposed by Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Sabetha Community Hospital died for lack of a second, with one of the three commissioners absent. The motion called for a 10-year extension to be included on the November ballot. Funding split 55-45, Seneca and Sabetha, would be used for capital improvements, equipment upgrades, and general operating expenses. It was first adopted in April 2015 by Nemaha County voters. Nebraska Highway 67 in Pawnee County under construction from the state line north to the east edge of Pawnee City for patching, widening, milling, overlay, and seeding this summer. Work to begin this week, continuing through November. Pilot cars and flaggers will be used at times with a 12-foot width restriction in place for the entire project. River Valley Extension District will host wheat variety plot tours Wednesday, June 5th, and will begin at the Experiment Field west of Belleville and conclude at the Oldie Seed Farms. TNDY is airing Faith and Finance daily on our midday news block, featuring advice and helpful tips on budgeting, planning, and financial matters. Tune about 12:40 weekdays for the Faith and Finance Minute on TNDY. Your news on your time. A podcast of the morning and midday news blocks are available each day on our website, KNDYradio.com, and on our social media. Laverna A. Argenbright, age 84 of Waterville, passed away May 29. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. At the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Laverna Argenbright. Marion P. Brenner, age 92 of Randolph, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Alert Covenant Church, with burial in the Peach Grove Cemetery. Family will see friends Sunday from 2 until 4 at the Anders Fifely Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Marion Brenner.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny early on today, then a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Some scattered showers early tonight, then staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Staying sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then staying clear throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s, then clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying sunny still throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Showers and thunderstorms may continue off and on throughout Saturday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, and more rain showers may continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. And more rain showers into Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, early June, 83. Record high on this date, 106. The average low, 61. Record low, 39. Sunset this evening, 8:50. Sunrise in the morning, 6:02. Hit and miss showers yesterday afternoon. We had just a sprinkle or two here at studios. 63 degrees and sunshine this hour. And that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 4th of June. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Sonic Radio. Welcome back to Sonic R&D.io. That spells radio. I'm your host, the CIO, and it's trivia time. Lucky caller, for a limited time only, you can get any size of the new Groovy Fry for only a dollar at Sonic. How much would a small fry be?
A dollar.
How about a medium fry?
A dollar.
And finally, how about a large?
Also a dollar.
Correct! You just won any size Groovy Fry for only a dollar.
Yay!
Yay! But seriously, it's for a limited time, so maybe hang up and go now. Get any size Groovy Fry for $1. Live free, eat Sonic.
Tax not included, limited time offer.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. A possible gambling scandal for Major League Baseball. Padres infielder Tucapita Marcano under scrutiny for allegedly betting on games involving his former team, the Pirates, while on the injured list. Marcano could be banned for life, the first such penalty since Pete Rose. He hasn't played since tearing his right ACL last July 24th. He was a waiver claim by the Pods. Outfielder David Dahl made his Phillies debut. Phil's hosting the Brewers.
Swung on, belted. Right field. Turning and looking. Freelick, it's gone. David Dahl, welcome to the Phillies.
On WIP, 3-1 the final. With the W, the Phillies tie the Yankees for best record in the bigs at 42-19. The Orioles blasted four home runs at Rogers Center in Toronto, including a double dip for outfielder Austin Hayes.
Out to deep right center field. Kiermaier going back at the wall, and that one is gone! Making a two-homer day for Austin Hayes!
The call on WBAL, O's topped the Blue Jays 7-2. D-backs, Giants, and Phoenix tied at 2. Bottom 9, a man on for Pavin Smith.
Here's the 1-0. Swing and a drive, deep to center field. Going back, Yastrzemski. Onto the track, onto the wall. Gone!
On KMVP, 4-2 D-backs, the final. French Open quarterfinals today. Coco Gauff faces Ons Jabeur and top-seeded Iga Swiatek tangles with Markéta Vondrousova. On the men's side, Stefanos Tsitsipas and Carlos Alcaraz will get acquainted, and Grigor Dimitrov takes on Yannick Sinner. NFL note, the Vikings gave receiver Justin Jefferson a four-year extension worth $140 million, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback in league history. Nice work if you can get it. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, investors got off to a rocky start to June, thanks in part to a technical glitch in the New York Stock Exchange. Trading on dozens of stocks, including Berkshire Hathaway, had to be halted briefly amid wild swings in prices. By the time the closing bell was rung, the Dow Jones had slipped another 115 points and was sitting at 38,571. The S&P 500, on the other hand, gained about 0.1% on the day. The NASDAQ composite rose just over 0.5%. After another run-up in GameStop shares sparked by meme stock trader Keith Gill, a.k.a. Roaring Kitty, E-Trade is having internal discussions about banning Gill from its trading platform. The Wall Street Journal says E-Trade has concerns about potential market manipulation. And soda brand Poppi, which markets its drinks as good for your gut health, has been slapped with a class action lawsuit. The plaintiffs claim the drink doesn't contain enough prebiotics to make any difference. The company calls the lawsuit baseless. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, and with that, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry. What's the latest?
As we discussed last week, the farm bill discussion over in the House is going pretty good. In fact, the thing changes they're making, I am 100% in favor of and makes sense. The Senate could be a different story. In the meantime, there is one thing in the House that I really, really like, along with a couple of things on the farm program, raising the dollars that we get if we need them. Here's one thing that really set me off when I found out that in the House, the bill contains a provision to invalidate state laws such as California's Proposition 12, which require pork sold in the state has to come from animals raised under certain conditions, no matter where they were raised. None of their business how that we raise them. If they don't want to eat it, they shouldn't buy it. Now, I guess they can go ahead and make their own rules for California feeders, but to be telling people in Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, wherever you folks are watching, how you should raise your hogs, a Californian outfit that probably doesn't even know one end from the other? That's enough said there. Let's get into a couple of other things. USDA reports. They came out with some interesting figures for planted acreage just a few days ago. I haven't hit that yet. I just want to tell you that USDA says corn planted acres this year is down 5%, soybeans up 3%, wheat down 4%, winter wheat down 7%. All good figures that really shouldn't affect the market too much at this hour. Thanks for being with us here on the Steckline Report.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Cotton fields require different weed management strategies than other crops because of their rate of growth. K-State Extension agronomist Logan Simon explains what that difference is and where it comes from.
When it comes to cotton, weed management in cotton is really important because it's so slow to canopy relative to some of our other crops in Kansas that we're used to growing, like wheat, sorghum, and corn. Cotton is kind of a slower growing plant early on, and so it doesn't do us a whole lot of favors in terms of creating a canopy to suppress weeds. So we need to be mindful of that going in, that we've got other practices in place to keep those weeds at bay.
He discusses the first step in an integrated management plan for controlling weeds in cotton fields.
It's really important that we go in with a clean slate, and that's a really good term that we use. So in some cases, you know, tillage is an important tool in weed management and producing that clean slate at the beginning of the season. But when it comes to cotton production in Kansas, we tend to be in more of these conservation tillage systems where we're not not necessarily full tillage and knocking out all of those weeds just with tillage alone. And so in that case, we really want our folks to be mindful of using using a solid burn down at the beginning of the season to keep our weeds at bay and get that clean slate. Most of our burn down applications that we're going to be doing are probably going to be glyphosate or Roundup in combination with some other products. So paraquat, which is gramoxone or glufosinate, that's Liberty, can provide some control, but they're only going to be effective on those weeds that are already emerged.
Simon relays another option for controlling weeds within a cotton field and the associated considerations.
Dicamba formulations can also be really important as part of a burn down program. They don't really have a waiting period for planting. We want to be mindful of using those approved dicamba formulations. That's going to be Extendamax, Ingenia, or Tavium. But we also really want our producers to be aware of EPA rulings and cutoff dates for existing stocks of Extendamax, Ingenia, and Tavium on this dicamba tolerant cotton. And that's going to be July 30th, 2024. July 30th, 2024.
That was Logan Simon, Kansas State University Extension Agronomist on cotton field weed management. Learn more in the 2024 Chemical Weed Control Guide, available online at www.bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The 5th Annual Vermilion Car Show is Saturday, June 8th. Cars, trucks, antique tractors, and motorcycles welcome, with a special new class this year for best pedal tractor and car. Register 8 to 10 a.m. Show runs 9 to 2. Entry fee $25, each entry receiving a free homemade pie, as well as over 30 awards for top entries in each class. Concessions on site, everyone welcome. Pre-register or information email is vermilioncarshow@gmail.com or call Tress at 785-313-3500. Vermilion Car Show, Saturday, June 8th. Registration 8 to 10, show runs 9 to 2.
Have you eaten any purple foods lately? It's an important color in your dietary color palette. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 4th. It is the 156th day of the year. Singer and actress Michelle Phillips celebrates a birthday, and Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA album was released on this day in 1984. One way to be sure you're getting a nutritionally balanced diet is to aim for a variety of colors. Naturally occurring colors, that is, and the color that signals the highest antioxidant content is purple. A National Health and Nutrition study found that people who ate purple fruits or vegetables had significantly reduced risks from elevated blood pressure and cholesterol. Grapes, elderberries, black currants, blueberries, and prunes can be counted in the purple food family. And you can find purple-hued varieties of artichokes, carrots, cabbage, and asparagus. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY 63 degrees, sunshine this hour. Highs again, middle 80s on tap for today with a good chance of some storms. Some could turn or severe into the evening hours.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's off to the Super Regionals for the NCAA Baseball Tournament as the Kansas State Wildcats have made it there for the first time since 2013 after their dominant victory over Southeast Missouri State on Sunday with a 7-2 win in the Fayetteville Regional Finals. The 3-seed Kansas State Wildcats managed to survive Fayetteville with 3 wins and no losses going to the Super Regionals after beating 2-seed Louisiana Tech in a dominant fashion 19-4, followed up by a 7-6 victory late on Saturday night over number 5, Arkansas, and beating the 4-seed of Missouri in a 7-2 domination. Kansas State is now only one of 16 teams nationwide remaining in the original field of 64 as they're set to play Virginia in Charlottesville with the tournament running from June 7th through the 10th. After the Super Regionals, the first day of the Men's College World Series games will begin next Friday, June 14th, with the finals going through Saturday through Monday, June 22nd through the 24th.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Pecos and the Rooftops return to Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Saturday, June 8th. Low Dough Ticket Alert. Get your tickets for Pecos and the Rooftops at the Seven Clans Players Club or at sevenclans.com. Pecos and the Rooftops are back. Saturday, June 8th. At Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
Head coach for the Kansas University Jayhawks basketball team, Bill Self, says that while he is one of the top-ranked teams in the entire nation getting ready for next year's basketball season, he says he wants to add more players to the roster. As the interview came during the Topeka Jayhawk Club's 22nd annual golf tournament, saying that he'd like, quote, one more, saying that he thinks that both Zach and El Marco are good enough to play lots of minutes, but would like to have more depth on the roster. During the interview, he said, quote, hopefully we can find someone that fits what we're trying to do and would fit and complement the guys we already have. We need some guys from a role standpoint that can make the other guys look better, not necessarily be a guy that you would think would come in and score all the points or anything like that. That'd be nice, obviously, but how do we have somebody that can come in and be a nice asset to us and benefit the other ones at skill levels? He went on to say that he's also excited about the Wisconsin transfer, AJ Storr, that's expected to be one of KU's best players right away in the upcoming basketball season. Kansas Mid-America.
Kansas State University coaches, players, staff, and alumni gathered for the annual Catbackers tour recently in Marysville. Among the conversation, former Marysville High and Kansas State University standout Jack Bloomer visited with the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson.
I'm here with Wyatt Thompson, the Kansas State radio announcer. Wyatt, over your years, you've been to a lot of great games, seen a lot of great moments. Can you describe or have an idea of what your favorite call of all time is?
You know, I get asked that a lot, and it's great to see you, by the way. Miss having you there every day. I guess what I would probably defer to more than most would be the middle screen to Darren Sproles in the 2003 championship game in Kansas City with Oklahoma, because that was a game, I think, that K-State was a big underdog. They won big. That was one of the big plays that got them going. And it gave Coach Snyder his first championship. I think that one is the one that most people ask me about. And as you know, Darren was just an electric town.
No doubt. You don't recall the 2023 Pop-Tarts Bowl, fourth and probably 15 or so maybe. And we decided to run the first fake punt in I don't know how many years in Kansas State history.
I remember it like it was last night, brother. And you know what's really interesting on this tour? You know, Jace was talking about it to some of the people and describing kind of the way it went down, and it was really funny. And I'll be honest with you, I love the call. I love the fact that it worked, and I love the fact that you were part of it. How about that? Is that a good answer?
That's a great answer. I love it. So speaking of the Catbackers tour, you know, and I'm sure you've been asked this plenty of times as well, what is your favorite thing about experiencing all of the, you know, different towns, different fans across the state of Kansas on the Catbackers Tour?
Well, you're young, but I think you'll appreciate this answer. I've been at K-State 22 years. I'll start 23 the 1st of July. I've been out there since the beginning of that run. And when you're out there that many springs and summers with all of these K-Staters, whether it's from Colby to Liberal to Kansas City to Pittsburgh or Chanute or whatever, you make a lot of friends. And those friends are all great K-State people. And going to each and every town, you know, you run into the Dan Wassenbergs and you run into the Marvin Kramers, who I've played golf with, Don Landall. I mean, I can name quite a few Marysville people, and I'm proud of that. That's really a neat thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that'll do it for our short little interview. I appreciate your time. Thanks very much, Wyatt.
KNDY.